What's up? Beast Place, August 27th, 2020, senior week, second attempt. Now, you know here at Beast Place, we don't mess around with editing and writing scripts. No. We just talk smack. However, the first attempt was like broken up into three pieces. I didn't even realize were three pieces. It was a mess. And even the producers here are like, bro, I know the point is like, just ramble when something comes to mind, almost like a stream of consciousness journal of sorts, although it's not terribly personal. But even here, it's like, dude, you can't just have it be that bad. There's a couple like that are edited so poorly because the program I use to record has a function where you can split, you can edit, but it splits it into even pieces. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. Senior week. The best week ever. Best vacation I ever had. Gave me a 3-month hangover. What is senior week? And before that, you know, I haven't had a vacation, like a real one, that wasn't family-oriented since 2008. Yeah. I went on a trip to hang out with my cousin in 2011. And then I visited my parents. And then I used vacation time to go see the wife's parents. And I had to use a lot of vacation time to go to the doctor. I have a lot of medical issues emanating from the Marine Corps, and I have to go see the doctor. Well, in order to do so, I had to take vacation days. And I remember telling my boss, like, hey, man, I need to go to the hospital, da-da-da. Go ahead and take a vacation day. Do I need to do that? He's like, it's probably a good idea. Like, dude, you can't give me a day? All right. I see how this works. So I would lose, like, I had basically 3 work weeks of vacation, which is actually a lot. United States, which is sad. Everyone should have like 6 weeks like they do in but I lost like, it's like there's 3 weeks in a day, 18 days. Or 3 days, 18 days. I lost like 6 or 7 having to deal with medical and then a few more having to deal with like life. The life ones are a little bit like more like, hey, I get it. A lot of half days too. So I would take a half day here, half day there, half day here, blah, blah, blah. And then what would happen is, was add up. And then like I would have a week where we went to the beach. That was a family trip. So it's like, let me put it to you this way. It was this free trip at this awesome house, beachfront with a pool, like a beachfront pool. That was pretty sweet. They didn't make you pay for anything. They brought everything. We had one dinner. You could go out and they bought us like a semi, pretty fancy dinner, right? There was a boat. It was kind of a pain to use it because you had to go hook up the trailer, put it in the water. I know how to do all that. I grew up doing that, but I'm just not interested. But that's pretty cool, right? There's a boat available for you to use. There were bikes that were made available as long as no one else was. You're basically the first person to get down on there, unless someone said, like, hey, don't take the bikes. It was a pretty sweet beach, warm water, not a lot of waves, but it was just like this. It's like it created these little lakes at low tide, which was in the afternoons. Awesome, beautiful place. If you're in a secluded, it's not a party beach. Kiawah Island in South Carolina, in Isle of Palms. Pretty sweet, right? Beautiful house, big. There's enough room for you to go hide if you wanted to. You didn't have to, like, there was no pressure to do anything. There was no, like, hey, the family's doing this now, except for pictures at the end. You know, the white shirt, khaki picture, which I always wanted. Maybe my dream came true with that. You can't imagine how happy I was to have a white shirt, khaki photo. Because I remember going to all my, like, kind of wealthy friends. And when I was growing up, they all had it in high school. And I was like, I want that. I should have just said to my parents, hey, guys, can we put on a pair of khaki shorts and a white t-shirt and have someone take our picture? I don't know why it was, like, so, like, I felt like it was this unattainable thing. I felt like, oh, man, if only I was rich enough to be able to take a picture with a white shirt on. Anywho. But, the one dude that's actually their son, that brother-in-law combo, they would show up for one weekend and spend at least one day with their friends because they would live there. They'd be there for 3 days. Like, show up, hang out, leave. In that time, or maybe, Friday, Saturday. So show up, like, on a Saturday morning. That night, go out to dinner with friends. Stay Sunday, but that day, lunch and hang out during the day with friends. Breakfast on Monday and leave. That's one couple. So that's telling, right? Like, why don't they want to hang out? And The first year, one of my other brother-in-laws stayed the whole week. And we drank beers and hung out. I thought we had a grand old time. Apparently not. The following year, he did not hang. He came because it's over Memorial Day. He spent the three-day weekend, he doesn't leave and just be like, I'm here, I'm going to sleep here for free, but I'm going to go hang out with my friends the whole time. Okay. Which I did in my 20s. These people are still doing this, almost 40. But he was like, I'm going to hang out the weekend, but I'm leaving Sunday night. And then the other one year he stayed, it did that. And then there's like another weekend you could show up Friday night, hang out Saturday, and then you like leave or something. And then one of them like came and dropped the kids off and like left and then didn't even come to pick them back up. So it wasn't like a lot of participation. I was the only, even like my father-in-law would just disappear for like almost the entire day. You wouldn't see him. And it just dawned on me, this is just for the chicks. And I'm the only one that's hanging out. And the only one that's like so dumb that I don't get that like we're invited, but we're not. And actually it's funny because it wasn't intentional. Because my mother-in-law was always complaining, like, why don't they want to stay? Like, I pay for everything. He's like, this is a beauty. It was like, dude, they spent, it's one of those, like, at least 10 or more grand for the, it's like 6 bedrooms or 7 bedroom. It's enormous. Beautiful kitchen, like, has an elevator, which she's like, well, it's Barrier Island. And, you know, it really needs, everything goes up a flight of stairs. The elevator's awesome. You stuff the elevator full of stuff. You crank it up, you walk up the flight of stairs, and then you unload, and vice versa. It's fabulous. Way to do things. Funny that, like, at first, one of my brother-in-laws was like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm using the elevator to carry everything up the stairs. I take the stuff from the car, I put it in the elevator, and we're talking, like, a lot of things. It's like a good 4-hour pack-unpack kind of situation. Get everything up. Get everything back down because there's a bunch of stuff for kids and they are not really helping. There's like trailers full of stuff, food, the whole bit. You know, you're talking about like a 2 or 3 person elevator stuffed to the gills. And yeah, no one wanted to do it to the point where they stopped. Well, they bought a house down there and they're like, well, we don't need to do that because we have the house. Like, and it really was. And then one year it was really what none of the men showed up. And the mom was like, I hate to say this, but it's so much better when they're not here. Right? And that just describes that whole side of the family. It's more like it's for the women and kids, and they make it unfun. If you're an adult male, it's unfun. When those kids hit like 13, somewhere between 13 and 15, actually, I'll take it back, 12 to 14, they're going to start not liking it. And she's going to be hurt. She's going to be like, I don't understand. I'm like, because you set up an environment that's unfun for adult males. Ain't no one having to look around, look at their face, look who's having fun, and look who's not. Eventually, those smiling 8-year-olds are going to turn into frowning 12-year-olds. I hope not. I hope that, because it's nice to have somewhere to send the kids. Senior week. What can I say? It's a week-long drunken escapades with the entire senior class. And then there's a weekend called junior weekend in there where the, you know, underclassmen will show up. I never went as an underclassman. This is pretty much how it went. I had a friend of mine, his uncle was had like pizza shops, Mama Lardo's, like a bunch of them, super rich, had a condo. We went and used that condo to go house hunting. Why? But he wouldn't let us use it for senior week because he had an older brother and they trashed the place. Specifically, he was mad that they tried to put crabs through a disposal. And I'm like, if that's all they did, that's like a $100 problem. Are you serious? At the time, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Man, that's terrible. It's an awful thing. No. That's like, I'd be thrilled if that's all that happened. You have to expect that they do that. It's just the price. But whatever reason, we went there. And by chance, there's a guy, some Arab dude out in UAE that was renting the place. And we signed. It created a problem because you had to be 18 at the moment of signing. So we actually had what we wanted the group of people to be wasn't what it was at the end because they weren't 18. So it ended up like, you know how you have your core friends? We had to go to, like, the second layer of the ring. So it was, like, Scooby, Buns, Tank, me, Chuddy, Crazy Ninja Head. There's two more that I'm forgetting. I don't remember. I didn't spend a lot of time there, actually, once we got down there. But anyway, we got a bunch of beers, you'd expect. One of the kids brought, like, you know, like, a giant box of, like, drugs. When I say drugs, I mean, like, the fun, not-so-bad ones, like weed and shrooms. Not like he didn't show up with a giant brick of cocaine like, okay, who wants to ruin their life? Wasn't that. It was, hey, let's have some fun. And we did a lot. There's a bus system there. And we took advantage of the bus system. It's this town. It's called Ocean City, Maryland. If you're unfamiliar, it's kind of like Myrtle Beach, kind of like Seaside Heights. If you're used to the Jersey Shore, it's like that, but it's way more built up. It's actually way more of a party, believe it or not, because it's only there for that. It only exists as a tourist destination, and it's especially at the South End. It's like all hotels. You get into a situation where it's like it's just the way it's very much a party town, as opposed to like the kind of beach resort you go to that's a like one house every mile kind of place, like the Outer Banks used to be. I haven't been in a long, long time. So that being said, what ends up happening is that it's like it's police central, so you got to watch out for that. You can't really go too wild publicly. Got to watch it. I spent a significant portion of my senior week actually wandering around by myself, going from party to party, because I would just be sitting there at one party. It's basically nonstop. You wake up in the morning, and by noon it's a party, and that party doesn't end till like, I don't know, 5 a.m. And that happens every day with people you know that you've known sometimes for a long time, your best friend, all of them. Think about how awesome that is, right? I don't even know how to put it in words, really, how awesome. It's as good as it can get, right? Because there's plenty of hookup opportunities, you know, these sort of situations, you know, these sort of like vacations, it's cool, but you show up with like maybe three other people, maybe that's the party. It's you four. And then maybe you make a friend here or there, you hang out here or there, you do something here or there. It's not like, this isn't like that. This is every club you go to, you know, almost everybody. There are no unfriendly faces, very rarely. I mean, I didn't really, like, maybe go to the boardwalk once. I wasn't, you know, I didn't really go to the beach much. It was just hanging out. It was like, hey, I'm going to go to this condo. I'm going to go to this hotel. I'm going to go to this condo. I'm going to hang out with these guys over here and those guys over there. You know, we fit maybe 8 people out of my friend group in one place. And then right across the street was, like, another set. And then there was one. These girls called themselves the Slut Hut. Funny thing that happened there. One night, there was this, one of those girls was like really into me and was not into her. I was into this other chick who was mildly into me. And I'm making out with girl one. I was so hammered. She just gets up, goes like, you know, we're like making out, so we're done or whatever. And she goes, I have to go to the bathroom. Gets up, like gets dressed, walks out. Sends her friend in. I was sleeping with her friend. I remember thinking like, what kind of trick are you playing? As if like, not like, oh, you know, like, doesn't just slides right in, starts making out with me. Just like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna pretend like I was here before. You weren't. Yeah, that's nutty thing one. Let's switch that over to something nice. I had another friend of mine, Julie, who was into my friend Pooh Bear, and she was like, hey man, can you get him to ask me out? It's like pretty much your last shot. And I was like, sure. I'll see if he'll bite. I go tell him, he gets into it. They're married now with 3 kids, unless they got divorced in the last like year. So that's pretty awesome, right? I feel pretty good about that. It's like, you know, I made someone's life better. So she calls me up or comes back or whatever. I was like, hey, what can I do for you? And I'm like, why don't you send these 2 chicks, the same 2 girls I was talking about before. Why don't you send them both up? Right? This is a joke. I didn't think she'd do it. I didn't think they'd come if she did. They show up. They walk in like strippers or something. And I was like, oh, I didn't know what to do. So I messed it up. Became this awkward, weird, really weird experience. I did the best I could, but it wasn't gonna, it was weird. and bad, and I wish I had done a better job. I wish I could say it was one of those things like, dude, if that happened to me today, I'd like, no. No, I'd still punt it. That's not in my skill set. But yeah, that's the kind of thing that was. Like, you know, you make out with a bunch of girls. They make out with you. You drink a bunch of drinks. There was the standard, like, Alka Pops, you know, like, hey, we got, what am I looking at here? We got, the Avalanche and Goldschlager and Rumpelmans, maybe Jägermeister, whatever we were drinking, Southern Comfort, like all the super hard liquors, be easy for high school kids to drink. Mostly beer. We brought so much, we couldn't finish it. There's a problem. Part of it was, like, I really didn't spend that much time. Personally, I would have drank, like, easily a case a day. And I was probably more like a six-pack a day there. Now, that could have been the difference. Because I don't know. I just have that sort of in me where I'm somewhere and I just want to go. And I go. Ate at a place called Cubbies a ton with this one chick. Because it gets overwhelming, man. Like, after you party, people. It's like, I need to, like, get away. Like, go to Cubbies, have a sandwich, get ready for the next thing. There was this thing called beer funneling. I'm sure it's still a thing. You basically take a giant oil funnel, put it in, like, a plastic rubber tube, and it makes you drink it way fast. Did a ton of that. That's how I got, like, stupid drunk. That's how you take beer, which is, like, kind of limits you on how stupid you can be with it, and turn it into the equivalent of taking shots. You know what I mean, man? It's like, kind of, you're almost defeating the purpose of the beer at that point. We went to a all-you-can-eat place, and my fat friend was like, don't eat the fried food! Whatever you do, that's a trick! It's a trap. I think he said it's a trap. So we knew not to eat the fried food. A bunch of my buddies at Blazed. I had a couple of them that's all they did. They just sat on the couch the whole time and just got high. I was like, you guys ever leave here? And they were like, no, I would. I'm like, yeah, I know, get stoned, but I'm getting drunk, because that was my thing at the time. If I were to do it now, I'd be high all the time. I would probably drink, but not a lot like I did. Trying to find out how much I could actually drink before I ceased to function, which is bad. But it was, like, the best vacation ever for that reason. I've never had anything really. There was a couple that came close. I took a trip to Australia with a friend of mine in the Marine Corps, Pink Sheet. We had, like, a grand old time. It's different, though, because, you know, one year, like, I was 19, but, you know, 17 to 19-year-olds, and we were just, like, there were just so many of us. It'd be, like, that, you can't recreate that. I can't imagine being able to do it in the modern world, because, you know, in the adult world, because you just don't have that many. I don't know anyone that would have that many friends. Who's got 300 friends that could just be like, okay, we're gonna go for a week, we're gonna take over a town, we're gonna rent like 15 different houses, and we're just gonna party hop the whole time, and we'll be drunk the whole time at 40. Even if you had people that could financially and had the time to do it, there's bound to be people, the kids, that are like, dude, I can come to a few parties, but my God, like, or physically keep up, or think about, like, dude, yeah, we did this for the first 4 days, but the next 3 days has to be recovery now, you know? It's like, it's just not possible, you know? But it's awesome. If you got kids, you definitely should let them go. It's like a once in a lifetime opportunity. It'll never present itself again. I could kind of see it. Nice. Even if you're like in a fraternity or something, I don't know how you get all those people into a place where no one had to worry about classes, no one had to worry about sports, no one had to worry about a job. I mean, it was just that. It was like everyone went on vacation simultaneously. Fantastic. And everyone was allowed to go because it's this big thing. So there's a lot of things in high school that could have been like that, but we could never get it done because people didn't have the money for it. I had most of my friends either weren't allowed to go or couldn't come up with the money to go to an all-inclusive resort in Cozumel, or is it Punta La Canta or something, whatever. I think it's Cozumel. Or it was like right on the city limits of Cancun. But it was an all-inclusive resort. You have to spend any money once you got there, including airfare, $300 for a week. doesn't this even in 1994 when this happened, the senior week's 95, Mexico trip 94, it's like, you know, so outrageously cheap. We went go-karting once, but like I said, for me it was primarily like hanging out with different people and drinking and hooking up with different girls. Not really that many, so three, which is not, I don't think, you know, an outrageous number. But mostly what I, that's not, like, that was, so hedonism would be awesome because that also happened. But that's not, that wasn't the reason. The reason is just, like, hanging out with all your friends and just being able to, like, jump around and have it be, like, a central growing up thing. And then when I say I was hungover for 2 months, I'm not kidding. I got back, and I think for, like, I just laid there and watched TV. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do anything for, like, that was sometime in June, I think, the senior week. So let's say mid-June. I don't think I left my house again until August. I just sat there. I was just like, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't doing nothing. My mom was, like, worried. Yeah, and I have problems with depression and anxiety and stuff. And, like, that eating very badly, not exercising, like, no, I did everything wrong from a mental health point of view, and then wasn't ready for the fallout because I didn't realize it was and so it kind of knocked me down off my little, and I never had, because I didn't have to, just normally in life I would have had something to get me going, like a Heroes Lacrosse game, I'm gonna wait lift for dinner. I had nothing, man. I was just like, I don't have to do anything, so I'm just gonna sit here, you know. But it was fantastic. I would, if I could recreate that somehow, I would, but it's just not possible. I'll probably do more on it because it's there's a lot more detail, but I just wanted to get like that first first draft in here. All right, thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.